Time now on the Bedusa pregame show to visit with Jeff Tesh, head coach of the BSU Beavers. Jeff, with everything that happened with the quarterback position in practice last week, do you have any idea how much of your game plan you were going to be able to use on Saturday?
You know, we thought we would still try and do really pretty much the same thing. We give Ryan a credit for give him a lot of credit for trying to throw with his thumb. It just, he wasn't very effective, and just a long, frustrating day on both sides of the ball. We did, you know, nice things, couldn't get big stops. We couldn't make any big plays. A lot of penalties, kill drives, those types of things. So we tried to get back to answer your question, you know, stay with our plan, and things changed so much later in the week that really weren't able to change too much. So we just tried to do what we thought we could do to win the game.
How much did Duluth's touchdown late in the first half kind of kill any momentum that you might have had?
Well, that one was certainly didn't help. We knew that they had three timeouts or two, I can't remember, and we were going to try and grind the ball out, and a running back ran out of bounds twice, which helped him. And yeah, we're in the short side of the field, and he had a window once to jump inside and get his 1 yard, and all of a sudden, really, you ran out of bounds. And those are things where you just, you know, shake your head on. And then we had the interception too, but that series right before half definitely didn't help.
They only ran for 206 yards. It's a major drop off from where they've been. What was your grade of your own defense?
They played well, and obviously against the run, and that back's really talented, and really a lot of the yards were by the quarterback, doing zone read and option things, and kind of the speed of their team hurt some of our linebackers trying to run guys down on the option or the quarterback ducking it up. We weren't real assignment sharp there, but they did a good job against the run.
Is a lot of Duluth's success because they've been good, and success breeds more success?
Yeah, I mean, you sit there, and I think one of the big most important things of the day was the coin toss with the wind, and we got it. I was like, yes, this is huge, you know, because I really thought when we deferred, I bet one of our coaches that, I bet him a pop that instead of taking the ball, they would kick off too, so they'd pin us in the wind. But, you know, they're so confident in their offense, they were able to grind it out and get out of the wind and use a lot of that clock that they had to use up going against the wind. And but yes, if there's any adversity, you know, they handle it. We just haven't played as good as we're capable of when we've gone there. And is that because of the mystique? I think it's really more just they're a good football team.
More with Jeff Tesh when we return the Bonusa pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Bonusa pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Brian Schultz with Jeff Tesh of the Beavers. Your goal was to win the North. After one loss, how do you get your team cranked back up, because it's just one loss?
Well, you know, I was honest with them, and I said we certainly made things difficult for ourselves. Duluth has a pretty easy schedule the rest of the way, and the talks are everything from, you know, you never know on a Saturday they could lose, to what if we don't have an opportunity to play for that. We just talked about, you know, what an honor it is to play, and why would you go out there and, you know, not give it everything you got the rest of the year? And it's been a great group of guys through all the adversity. And when we started out slow, they've continued to work hard. And I'd be shocked if they don't the last three games.
Connor Quinn led you again with 15 tackles and a sack. How do other players just kind of gravitate towards him?
It's like you go to the weight room, you hang around the guys that are the strongest. You know, you go out on the baseball field, the guy that can hit the home run or throw the ball 90 miles an hour. You know, he plays well, and he's there week in and week out playing well. So it's like we want to be like Connor, so they just try to follow his example.
St. Cloud was not a great team early on. They certainly seem to be getting better as the season goes on. What are they doing right to kind of fix things?
Well, they had some hard teams early too. The Sioux Falls and the Mankatos and the Duluth and all those people. So that was part of it. They got a very, very young team. They're getting better as the season goes. A little surprised in the score last weekend against Northern. Northern scoring 50-some points against them. But they seem to be just in transition as those young kids are growing up for them. They graduated so many kids off of their good team last year. And so at times they'll give up big plays or do things that young kids do, and at times you can see they'll have talent, and be interesting. That's why I said I think it'd be nice to try and get ahead of them a little bit early and get them a little bit frustrated, but they still got a lot of skill running around out there.
How different of a team are they without Clap Hockey at quarterback?
Like anybody else that doesn't have their star quarterback. You see it when Romo last night and those things. So, yeah, it makes a difference. And it's a little bit like Hine, the quarterback that transferred from Cold Springs. He was at South Dakota State, and so you're at 1AA. He hadn't played much, and it's just – you just that spot, you just need experience, so the game slows down and just makes a huge difference. You got one good starting guy, and they make a difference.
Our player profile this week was with kicker Kyle Fodness. He's a very intriguing guy to me. He seems like he's a very smart kid. Can't figure out what sport he likes the best, what sport he wants to play next, but how does a guy with that kind of field smarts, so to speak, help your ball club?
He's real calm. He's you can joke and say he's normal. He's not a kicker. Yeah, I think I don't know if you were alluding to that or not. He's very, very bright. He works hard at practice every day. He's been extremely accurate with his kicks for us. He's just been a joy to have back in town since he transferred back from Minneapolis.
How's your health?
Good. Our tight end might have hurt his shoulder a little bit, Tucker Forsgren, on one of his catches. And other than that, bumps and bruises, they hurt a little bit more after you lose. But, St. Cloud's one of the big games the guys get up for, too, and they want to go down there and show we're better, and we played last weekend. So the injuries will heal, and we'll be ready to go.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
Jeff Tesh, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups are next here on the Beaver Radio Network.